Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 45, Patrick here. Whatever you are doing, wherever you are at, thank you for stopping by my podcast and listening to it. I really do appreciate it. If you could head over to iTunes whenever you get a chance, rate and review my podcast, I really would appreciate it. So today I wanted to talk about oral boards. What are oral boards? For those of non-law enforcement or people that aren't in criminal justice that are listening to this, oral boards is a process in which the applicant has to go up in front of, when we're talking about law enforcement members, sometimes civilians that sit on the board, but it's an oral board where applicants are given a set of questions, some of them scenario-based, getting you to think. So we want to see what your thought process is, but it's usually a necessary step in the hiring process for police applicants and a lot of other government jobs. There's usually going to be some sort of panel or an oral board. So I sit on a lot of oral boards in my agency for new officers and people who want to get promoted. And I wanted to give some tips on how to make it past or be successful in an oral board. First and foremost, everyone, it might seem pretty obvious, but you'd be amazed how many people don't take this into consideration: appearance. You want to look good. For men, that's usually a nice suit or you know, dress pants, shirt, and a tie, well-groomed. Pretty much the same for women. Be well-groomed, you know, be presentable, because you are going in to ask for a job. Not necessarily ask, but sell yourself for a job. So appearance is key. Making eye contact, shaking hands of the oral board members, I always think is a good thing. Eye contact is huge. A lot of people don't like making eye contact, but what is eye contact? Eye contact, when you use it and you apply it, it projects the air of confidence. A lot of times, you know, I know some people get nervous. Obviously, in oral boards, that is a place to be nervous, but you have to maintain that eye contact. That's going to project that confidence that law enforcement leaders and departments are looking for. Try to maintain that eye contact. You know, when you're answering a question on the oral board, try to not only address the person that asked the questions through eye contact, but you want to scan the rest of the board members and make eye contact with them too. So I think that's very important. Another tip is, you know, if you don't know the answer to a question, you know, don't try to fudge it. Don't try to BS it. I always say, don't try to BS a bunch of BSers, you know, on the oral board, meaning cops. You know, cops deal in BS all the time. So if you don't know the answer to a question, it's good. It's okay. I mean, people don't know everything, but, you know, say you don't know that instead of making something up. And that, which brings me to my next point, is do some research on the department where you are applying. It always amazes me how many people know nothing about my agency, know nothing about the city in which I work, yet they want a job. Folks, we have the internet now. With a few clicks, it's very easy to find out so much information on a department, some stats, some demographical information, how many officers the department has, mission, values, vision statements, if departments have them. It is so easy these days to get that information. Look, we know you want a job. That's why you're there. But it is very important to do research on the department from which you are applying to, because that shows that obviously you're very, very interested in the department. So do that research. That really, really says a lot. For you officers out there, if the department allows it, again, if they allow it, do a ride-along. Sign up for a ride-along. Try to get, you know, information from the officers. Get a sense of what the department, you know, stands for, what their values are. You know, get a sense of the area in which you are, if you go on a ride-along with an officer, the jurisdiction which with you're doing that ride-along in, a sense of what the officers are responding to. You know, what they deal with on a daily basis. Every department, folks, is different. You know, you have busier departments. Some departments, you know, go to, you know, just more serious calls than other departments. So a lot of it's going to depend on the agency, but do a ride along if the agency, you know, allows it, you know, in those early stages. Again, making sure that you're well equipped, you're well informed, that you study the night before. Remember, a lot of oral boards, everybody, and some of you might know this, are scenario based, meaning, you know, the questions that are, you know, can you give me an example, you know, of a time where you were, you know, you had a conflict, how'd you deal with it? But other ones are scenario based, where you pull over a friend who's maybe under the influence, what would you do, you know, and then you're you have to get through those questions or answer those questions. So again, be prepared, you know, be ready for those ethical questions with which most departments want to see your ethical thinking, you know, your moral compass. It's very, you know, it's hard sometimes to get to know, obviously, somebody within a short period of time with an oral board, but they will ask those questions, again, to see what your thought process is, you know, when it comes to ethical decision-making, use of force issues, things like that. So, again, and smile, everybody. I know, you know, sometimes it's hard, you're nervous, but you gotta smile. Try to inject some humor into that. You know, I rarely see an oral board where if the applicant is smiling, you know, the members aren't going to smile or crack a smile to kind of break that tension. We all know you're nervous. We all know you want a job, but be prepared. You know, expect anything. Be thorough in your answers. And the one thing, lastly, and we can go on and on, but I just wanted to give you some tidbits and some advice on oral boards. The last thing I think is always impresses me, and I know it does the rest of the people that sit on the boards with me, is when an applicant asks questions at the end. Have a set of questions that you're going to ask the board, because that really, I believe, it shows, you know, enthusiasm. It shows that you want to be there. It shows that you're interested, that you're psyched about becoming part of the agency. You know, what are the pros and cons of the agency? What do you think are the biggest challenges your agency are facing? You know, what type of crimes that you deal with? So forth. I mean, I think it really does say a lot, at least to me, when an applicant comes in prepared to answer questions to a board. Stay on topic, too. If a question requires you to answer it within 2 minutes, make sure that you're cognizant of the time. So you don't want to drone on. You want to be very cognizant of the time. Some oral boards will put time limits on it, and that's why I say that. So, folks, I hope this has been educational for you. We could go on and on about oral boards, but I wanted to give you some, you know, tidbits. And one thing that I forgot to say is be honest. And then maybe that goes in with the BS, but be honest, you know, in an oral board. We are going to uncover everything about you in an oral board as an applicant. We are in the information business in law enforcement, so be honest on an oral board. You know, just let the, if you've done some stuff in the past that you're not proud of, be honest about it, because it will come up in a background investigation. So, folks, I hope everybody is having a great Sunday. I hope everybody is being safe. Please be careful starting your next week. And a lot of craziness still going on with the elections. Hopefully, we can get past, or with the election. Hopefully, we can get past that, and we can move on as a country, hopefully united. So, with that, folks, take care. Please rate and review my podcast. Head over to iTunes. I sure would appreciate it. And I look forward to the next week, everybody. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.